This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at MinoStudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's Mino Studio spelled M-E-N-O, MinoStudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs. And welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes, not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will hopefully skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Before we get started with our topic for today, I just thought I would mention that recently I had a real fun experience. I was actually interviewed on one of my favorite podcasts called Bigger Pockets. And Bigger Pockets is the really most fantastic organizations out there. It's a website, biggerpockets.com, and they have a podcast and they do video log, and it's just got a great resources. And we've talked about them a lot on our show, but it was real fun. We had an interview with Josh and Brandon, and it's podcast number 191, if you want to check it out. But in it, we talk a lot about some of the neat things that are involved in real estate investing. I talked about turnkey investing, talked about getting started later in life and in real estate, giving back, talk specifically about our nonprofit Child Hope International, and how my real estate goals are tied to what we're doing in Haiti. We talk about buy and hold and tenant issues, even rehabbing properties and value add. So there's some good stuff in there. So I would recommend, if you get a chance, you could go to iTunes and look up Bigger Pockets, or you could just go to their website, biggerpockets.com, and look it up. It's podcast number 191. And I think there'll be some good stuff in there for you. Okay, now on to today's topic. Now, this is going to be pretty informal. I really wanted to talk more from the heart here, because usually I have a lot of notes and a lot of facts and data and so forth. But this is an area I think that we all encounter at some point or another, in many other areas of life as well. Any place where you set goals and try to achieve those goals, you encounter this big issue. And the topic for today is called When Plans Go Awry. Well, if you are a goal-setting person, if you like to set goals and achieve them and use them as a regular part of your work life or your personal life, then this is an area I think that's going to apply to pretty much everybody listening. One of the biggest fears people have is setting goals and not achieving them. So some people don't set them at all because they don't want the disappointment. And that can be a big mistake. You can really achieve amazing things if you really set your mind to it and you plot out a good plan. In another episode, I believe it was our episode 010, it was called Setting Your Real Estate Investment Goals. I talk about setting goals and just try to give some basic parameters for how you might do that in your real estate investing. It's so invaluable to be able to have goals and to be able to strive towards a goal. And each time you achieve that, set a new goal and then another goal and another goal. And you can move so much faster. You can also reap the rewards of what you've set out to do. And there's also just an encouragement each time you reach a certain level of achievement in seeking these goals. But what does happen from time to time is that you don't make a goal. And we all respond to that in different ways, but sometimes it's not a big deal. And but sometimes it's a really big deal for some folks. So what happens to you when you don't achieve a goal? Do you get discouraged, disappointed? Do you want to just quit or give up? Do you just stop setting goals altogether or just ignore the goals that you had set previously? Or do you regroup and sort of retool and maybe adjust your plan and get back and keep striving forward, trying to achieve the goals that you've set out? I know there's a lot of different ways that we can deal with these things. And I'm of the school of thought that really you should try to learn from whatever happened if you didn't achieve that goal and look forward and reestablish it. Maybe you set your goal too high. Maybe you set it too low. Maybe it wasn't the right goal. And either way, learn from it, get another goal on track and get yourself on track so that you are moving toward achieving something. I'm going to share an example that recently happened with me, and I think it's something that could have happened to any of us. But as hard as we try to stay on mark, and I tend to be very goal-oriented, sometimes it can be a negative thing too, where I'm just get my eyes too set on what I'm trying to do, and I really miss sort of the learning lesson in it and the importance of not just achieving that goal, but learning in that process. As many of you know, I've set this pretty ambitious goal, and it's not that ambitious when I talk to some of the guests we have on our show, but for me it is, to acquire 1,000 units by 2020. So it's a sort of a six-year plan to eventually be able to control or at least be part of the ownership of 1,000 units. And in doing that, I have come up with this goal. Basically, I acquire units or properties in a year, and then the following year, I have to double the number of units or doors for that year. And then the year after that, I've got to double the previous year and so forth. And doing that over a six-year period, I will reach my 1,000 goal. But in that, that's going to take a lot. There's at one point where I'm going to be buying hundreds of units a year, and it's going to be a bit of a challenge. Not impossible, but definitely a bit of a challenge. Well, I recently purchased a 22 unit, and I've talked about that quite a bit because that is sort of in the forefront of a lot of what I'm doing right now. And part of this is that I had a pretty aggressive plan for this apartment building we purchased in Indianapolis. There are many different stages in it, but the idea is that there's going to be rehab that's going to happen with this property. There will also be expenses that will be reduced, rents that are increased, and some other repositioning, value add types of things that will increase the value of the property in the short term. So the goal was pretty aggressive, and it was really looking at right after purchasing this property, within the next 2 to 3 months, we would have all of the rehab or most of the rehab done and begin to introduce rent increases and so forth. I hired a property manager, a really, really nice guy, and he was on board for our plan as we started to move forward. But then something really tragic happened, and the property manager's wife was at a baseball game. They've got two kids, and just dropped. And they rushed her to the hospital and found out that she had two brain aneurysms. It was just devastating to my property manager as well as his family. And this was something that, as you could imagine, would just run very deep. He also has a huge challenge in that he is a sole proprietor. He has his own business. He runs the business. The business without him there is not operating for the most part. And so he had some major challenges. His kids that were very much working directly with the mom, and the mom, you know, running them to not only school and their various sports events and so forth, but very active in their lives. And now he has to shift around to be able to accommodate his kids, to be able to just get his own life together at the same time, suffering from, you know, the loss himself. She was paralyzed. Half of her body was paralyzed, and she wasn't able to talk. A lot of other things that where she wasn't really aware, almost as if she was in a coma type state. And so he was also spending time in the hospital with her. I mentioned this, you know, I more as a factor that, you know, I'm going 90 miles an hour. This happens, and all of a sudden I'm like, I'm very concerned for him. At the same time, though, I'm looking at, wow, our finances were tied to this, being able to cover our mortgage payments and all the other things were also part of this goal. And there was, you know, a lot of working parts to this. So I, you know, I'm starting to freak out a little bit because I'm going, gee, you know, we had to do a cash out refi, and that was contingent on the profit projections for this particular property. All that to say was that I had to just stop myself, and I had to say, wait a minute. Your goals, it's great to set goals, but on the other hand, Bill, this is something that is not something that you had any absolute control over. And because of that, you need to be aware of what's happening in this man's life and his family's life. And I just had to stop and really repent for, you know, just being thrown off by that. And what it caused me to do is to really just stop, to try to be there more for him. My wife was contacting her friends, and we're praying for the family, and we just shifted this, you know, my focus from, you know, how can I help him, to you know, yeah, we're gonna figure out this other stuff that we have to do with this property, but at the same time, what's more important, and that's really his life, his family's life, his livelihood, and the seriousness of what had happened. So, and I'm not doing this to even mentioning this to toot my own horn, because I don't think I've done anywhere near enough. But I feel that, I guess I could have looked at this and said, gee, you know, this isn't going to work out. We need to get another property manager, and we just need to move on. But I believe that first, you know, my convictions as a Christian, that does not fend well for me. And second of all, I believe that the goals that I set for business are not the same as the things that really are the really important things in life. And so I just, you know, I share this with you because I honestly think that things will happen. Things can happen in your life. And, you know, this could have happened in my own life in the midst of all of this that I'm doing too. And how would I have handled that if, you know, it was my wife? And I really think that, yeah, goals are great and goals are important, but at the same time, we got to stay in check with what's important to you and put that at the forefront. And as we move forward here, to me, it's more important to be able to help the family, to be with the family, or to be there to assist in some way. We have been working with our apartment at the same time. And in fact, for him, it's really helping him to keep his mind on other things besides just you know, the challenges that they have. I mean, the good news is that she is walking now, that she can talk, but, you know, limited. She's getting therapy to be able to both speak and to be able to walk. It's just been really, really encouraging. She can do more and more, and we're real thankful that is happening in their lives. But at the same time, I don't want to get thrown off. You know, I think it's just important that we keep our focus. Yes, you know, set goals and strive toward them, but you know, don't step on people in the process, and don't, you know, discount people. People are a very big part of all of our lives, not only the people that are close to us, but for real estate investors, you know, there are tenants, which are human beings, and there are, you know, people that work with us that are our team on the ground that are so important to us as well, too. And we just kind of remember that and not lose sight of that. And when your goals go awry, what do? You regroup, you retool, and we're picking up kind of where we left off. We're moving forward, not at anywhere near the pace that we had initially set, but that's okay, because you know, we're going to be able to do it. I believe God's going to supply any shortage here that we have in our funding process, and I just don't want to lose myself in my goals or my business, and I don't want to lose sight of what's really important. So anyway, that is it for today. You know, again, it's a little bit different, a little bit more informal than some of the others, but I know that there's a lot of folks out there that are going to put a lot on the line to get involved in real estate investing. And you know, some of them are going to put large amounts of money into these, and they're going to be nervous and so forth. And you know, sometimes you're going to lose, and sometimes you're going to win. You can't always guarantee that anything is going to happen. We can't guarantee that the economy isn't going to fall apart. We just need to, you know, keep our eyes focused, keep, you know, our heart in the right place, and just, you know, pick ourselves up and move forward and keep moving forward. But, you know, again, let's not lose sight of who we are. So that is it for today. I really thank you guys again for listening. We are so grateful that you even take the time to be able to listen to this program. We know there's a lot of other things you could be doing, and the fact that you've stopped and given us the time to just to give us a listen here and to participate in the Old Dogs Network, we really appreciate it. Thank you guys again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.